For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLAV, that's Believe, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code BLAV. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Now, whether or not the Saints will feel comfortable, remember, this is still Dennis Allen picking. Whether he feel comfortable with two young quarterbacks, that I'm telling you guys that. Think about that. You got a first-year quarterback and a rookie quarterback, and you trying to make both of them guys the backup for a 33-year-old veteran making $150 million? It'll be one of them guys and probably Peterman, the veteran. And he's like, Q, what about this, that, and third? Peterman has to stink for him not to get the job. But the Saints ain't reach all the way down and grab Nathan Peterman and put him as a backup behind the New Orleans Saints just for him to not make the team and have two young quarterbacks as backups. Some kind of way Peterman's going to play into this quarterback situation. We're not talking about him because he's not exciting. He's not exciting. But remember, this is still a Dennis Allen-led team. Just remember that. Reginald says Carr is not Drew. He ain't worth 30. he ain't worth that at 35. Saints are tripping. Rattler not there yet. He is the future. Indeed. I agree with this, friend. I agree. OG says Peterman will be cut. Trust me. Okay, OG. Remember, this is Dennis Allen, man, y'all talking about here. All right, Hemisphere, according to Nick Underhill, Hayner showing off in OTAs, Rattler been looking like a rookie. Yeah, Jake Hayner's taking it serious. So like I said, it'll be interesting if Jake Hayner is the guy, right? If he's showing up, then you most certainly, you know you're not going to put, if Hayner seizes the second job, then you got your three. It's based on the performance of, like if Hayner shows up, and he performs, outplays Nate Peterman for the job, then you know you got your three. It'll be Carr. If Hayner's that guy, right? If Hayner's the dude, then if they say Hayner's the guy, then, you know, then you're not going to put Spencer Rattler in the street. We know that, right? We're not going to then waive him and say, okay, we'll put him on the practice squad. They're not going to cut Spencer Rattler. They're not going to do that. So if Jake Hayner outperforms it, to me, it's not so much Spencer Rattler, because I think he makes the team because of his draft status, unless he just bombs and he stinks or something like that. But in the end, he's just a rookie quarterback. And it'll really, the QB competition is between Nate Peterman and Jake Hayner. I think that's the two, if you think about it, because they won't cut Rattler. They're not going to cut Rattler. We know that. So you got your one, you got your three. Who's the two? That's between Jake Hayner and Nathan Peterman. That's where the real fight is. So yeah, that's how I see it, man. We'll see. Okay, yeah. There you go, G. I got you. Ice Slim says Laddie Daddy number one, Debo number two. All right. Brian says Pierre Thomas made the team off of that. Okay. All right. What's up, Bullet Family Travel Vlog? Shout out to you. Good to see you, fam. All right. Yeah, this is a part of the game, man. Like I said, man, it all gets down to that. And this is the last question. Reginald says, who would you take? BQ Rattler or Hayner? I mean, I would take Spencer Rattler, to be honest. No disrespect to Jake Hayner. But like I said, man, Hayner was Carmichael's pick. Remember that? Because every QB, like you get an offensive coordinator comes in and he gets his quarterback. Like the Saints say, okay, we got Derek Carr here. He's the $150 million guy. And remember, all this stuff, every one of these quarterbacks, except for Spencer Rattler, was set up for Derek Carr. All these other guys, Carr had a hand to do with all of these other guys. He was the one, he had an influence with the Jake Hayner pick because he was trying to manipulate the QB room. Because the guy talks about wanting, liking competition and all that, but his action, that's why I say it's questionable, because he didn't behave like that. Like when they had the, he says, yeah, I like competition. No, you don't. No, you don't. Why? No, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. You don't want competition. That's just like how with Kirk Cousins happened. When Kirk Cousins got all that money, $180 million from Atlanta, and then Atlanta turns around to pick Michael Penix with the top, what, number 8 pick. And then Kirk Cousins got all agitated, got all upset. Yeah, and he got upset about it. Now, if they're about competition, why did he get upset when Falcons took Penix? Because they don't want any competition when they're making that kind of money. Why? Because when they start stinking and struggling out there, that's when the crowd start yelling for the backup, the guy behind them. And they don't like that. They don't like that pressure when they're making that kind of money, because they believe that if you pay me this amount of money, there should be no QB pressure behind me. I can focus on my job. They don't like it. Tom Brady didn't like it. That's why he forced them to get rid of Garoppolo. Y'all remember that? Because Bill Belichick pegged Garoppolo as the backup, the future of the Patriots. Tom Brady made him, force him to trade him. He forced Garoppolo out of there. So, you know, they say all this bullshit to people, but they don't believe half the stuff they're talking about, because they don't believe in that. If you pay me $180 million, $150 million, don't give me no competition. I don't want nobody on my back. Don't put nobody on my back. So what Derek Carr then turns around and then he gets his money. When the Saints signed him last year, then he turns around during the draft and gets the Saints to pick Jake Hayner out of the same school that he came from, out of Fresno State, to be the quarterback. And he himself, Carr, said that when he's done playing, Jake Hayner would be the quarterback. He actually tried to set that up. And then the backup quarterback the Saints currently have, Nate Peterman, was his backup in Oakland. Come on, or Los Angeles, where the hell they played at? With the Raiders. So what? So yes, two of the three quarterbacks were guys that Derek Carr had a hand in bringing here. You don't think for a second, how do you go from Jameis Winston to Nate Peterman? You do that because of Derek Carr. Derek Carr had a hand in them picking Jake Hayner. He even said as much. And then he had a hand in going to get Nathan Peterman. People, when they sign, are like, who the hell is, why would you go in? Because that's him. Peterman was Carr's backup in Raiderland. See that? The only thing he didn't, the only quarterback he had nothing to do with was Spencer Rattler. And Spencer Rattler will make the team. Spencer Rattler is not going to get cut. It's a question, not a question between Spencer Rattler and Jake Hayner. It's a question between Jake Hayner and Nathan Peterman, because Spencer Rattler will make the team, because the Saints are not going to cut their rookie quarterback. They ain't going to do it. All right. All right, what's up, B-Jizzle? How you doing, fam? Good to see you, bro. He said, I'm just here for some football. Who that to you, fam? Appreciate you, bro. Jay Hunter Barry said Hayner was also tight with Drew. Yeah, that's true, too. But Drew ain't the quarterback no more. He don't have the same pull. Carr does. And he come from Fresno State. That's how that shit worked, bro. He basically set the room where there's no competition. There was no competition. So you've seen articles I just showed you saying that he's challenging Carr for the position. No, he ain't. You're not going to pay Carr this kind of money. I got on the screen right here. You got him at 1.2 this year, and then it balloons to 30, then $50 million. So over the next 2 years, for the next, not this year, but for 25 and 26, you owe Carr $80 million. And we ain't talking about the money that's left over in the voided period of time that the Saints will be stuck to Derek Carr over the next 3 years. A balloon payment. So at some point, and I'm going to have to look at over the cap. Give me just SportTrack. Give me just a second. Let me look at SportTrack. Because they really, where over the cap is not as good at, SportTrack is good at looking at putting in hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up here. They're good at putting in the opt-outs in the contracts at a certain time. That's one thing they're really good at that over the cap isn't good at. They'll place opt-outs. They put the actual opt-outs. For instance, here goes SportTrack, another resource of mine. And hold on, let me get my cell phone out the way here. All right. All right. Brother Don says Rattler might be as good as JT Barrett. Nah, I think he's a little better than JT Barrett, bro. All right. So anyway, this is SportTrack. And as you go down, you can see the contract right here on screen. And you can see 24 right here. They're showing it at $12.6 million. Of course, they reworked it. And then you see the balloon payment to 50. They got 51 because they just rounded it off on the other site. But 51.4 and then 26 goes 61.4. But see, they show you the opt-out. So they show you the opt-out. So there's an opt-out potential out in 2026, which goes, that leaves the contract at 3 years at $100 million. So, and then the thing is, that is a very real thing for the Saints to do, because Derek Carr turns 35 in 2026 and you're going to owe him $61 million. So based on what he does this year and next year, the year, you know, the 2026 year, prior to that year, the Saints can opt out of this agreement and just own 3 years at $100 million. Now, they'll be hit at that dead cap of 28.6 plus. But it just something, just a little something to sprinkle on your mind when we talk about contracts and people. So that's why I'm saying that he had an issue to set the room so he don't have the competition. But what ended up happening was that they switched offensive coordinator, comes in here, and the coordinator doesn't care about any of that. He wants to see Carr perform. And if Carr doesn't perform, then Carr could be in trouble, because the Saints are not going to exhibit the kind of patience with Derek Carr this upcoming year because of the pressure for the Saints to win games. So Derek Carr is going to have to bring it. But I think Derek Carr will play better. I really do think that, because Clint Kubiak will be on his back for him to play better. I think that they'll get the running attack going. I think things will change. They'll get him on code, have him progressing. Clint Kubiak and Janoku is not going to be allowing Derek Carr to have bad habits, because he does exhibit bad habits. Most of these quarterbacks do, but he doesn't see it for whatever reason. I don't get why he doesn't. He's been studying film a long time. I don't understand why he don't see that he stares people down a lot. He stares guys down a lot and it gets him in trouble. That's two parts of his game that I've been constantly saying since last year. This dude really don't cycle through his progressions well enough. And then he holds on to the ball too long. And then he checks it down too much. And you checking it down because you're not seeing the field properly. They're not going to let him do that. You're not going to be allowed to set up there and do that all year. You're not going to be allowed to do that. So they're going to be on his back. All right. Shout out to you, Brother Gundam. How you doing, fam? Appreciate you stepping in. Jay Hunsberry says Kellen Mond was a higher rated prospect than both Haener and Rattler. And I watched Kellen Mond play. I was not impressed at all with Kellen Mond. Not at all. Not at all. All right. Black Dollars. What's up, bro? Big ups to you. What's up, Brother Byron? I got Laddie. True. Number one. True. He says cornerback Adebo II, Rattler going to be QB. He says Peterman trash, going to be cut for sure. Okay. A lot of people don't like Peterman. Okay. But like I said, I'm just saying, man, I'm telling y'all that you remember what I'm saying. Gundam said, I disagree with Derek Carr as the favorite son of the Saints. So he says you can do no wrong with zero accountability. Yeah. Hey, bro, listen. No, I'm saying, bro, that's got to change at some point. Like when the pressure's on. If Derek Carr is not keeping up with the rest of the offense, he'll stick out like a sore thumb. He will. And the Saints, they don't coming out of the gate. The Saints can't struggle. That schedule is ridiculous. The Saints schedule is, hold on, let me put the schedule on there and we're going to leave. But let me put the Saints schedule on here, fam. They can't struggle out of, I mean, listen, there's a lot of season left, but you don't want to open up the season and trail. You don't want to do that, man. You don't want to start, and it's a lot of games in the season, but you don't want to open up the season and just be, you know, and just be in a hole. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that, fam. Hold on, man. I'm trying to pull up the schedule so we can look at it. Hold on just a second. Put that on there. But yeah, that's what I'm saying about Derek. The whole thing with Derek Carr is you can't come out and you got to, I mean, I understand you a game here or there, but this is tough early on. You know, Carolina's a win. Cowboys are going to be competitive.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Dallas is going to be competitive. I mean, Philly is going to be competitive. You throw Atlanta in there early. And then you got Kansas City in the fifth week. And then don't crap on Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay is going to be a tough game for you too coming out of that. Then you got an emotional game with Sean Payton on a Thursday night, a short week after the Tampa Bay game. So that's something you have to watch out for. And then you still got the Chargers, not going to be a pushover team. That's hard by coaching the team. So they're going to have some degree of difficulty to them. So in essence, like I said, it's a very daunting schedule to open up, because these are emotional games. The Dallas Cowboys game is going to be an emotional game because that's our biggest rival going west. And the Falcons is our biggest rival going east. And then you have Philly, a team that's beaten the Saints. Well, we beat them 1 year that Jalen Hurts didn't play. But every time Hurts is the quarterback, he hurts the Saints. And then you got the game with the Chiefs on October the 7th with the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. Then you got Tampa Bay that's been playing the Saints well, an emotional game on a short week, with Coach Payton. And like I said, early on, then you get Atlanta again after Carolina. It really gets you a lot of your NFC South teams out of the way, because by the time we get to Atlanta again in the second time on November the 10th, we'd have already played Carolina twice and Atlanta twice. So on the other team we would have, we'd play Tampa Bay once, and then we have Tampa Bay at the end of the year. So we're going to have our NFC South schedule for the most part out of the way. We'll have that out of the way. So just think about that, too, while you're there. So we have to be able to take care of business against these teams. This is early on. This could be difficult. You don't want to get into a hole. So that's why I'm saying the pressure is on for the Saints to get this right. Now, they don't have to be perfect, but they're going to have to learn and win at the same time. That's how it go. This is not going to be easy. All right. So, yeah. Pat says, I thought you were talking about, he stares the guy. No, he goes through. That's what he does. We didn't cover that ad nauseum, man, about Derek Carr. That's not a secret anymore about Derek Carr. Derek Carr, he does stare guys down. That's a big problem. So Andrew Janoku, it's a bad habit. Andrew Janoku and Clint Kubiak, they know that, man. If they studied Derek Carr, like the film, like we study, we see the fact, the problems in this game. And you got to clean that up. You got to speed him up. Like I said, he doesn't have a clock in his head. Stands back there with the ball and then checks it down way too much. And you know, I understand you're checking it down some, but you're supposed to progress. You're supposed to go through your progression. They got somebody out there open. Somebody out there, man. Anyway, it's what it is, man. So we, like I said, man, we're going to see how it goes. But yeah, anyway, but going back to it, fam, listen, it's going to be interesting for the black and gold moving forward, man. We just got to keep an eye out on it, man. The whole Paulson Debo, the Saints cornerback room. This is a big year for the black and gold on many levels. A big, big year for the Saints. Saints have to recapture the NFC South. Tampa Bay has won it 3 years in a row. Tampa Bay Buccaneers have won it 3 years in a row. Can the Saints finally get it going? It all based on the Saints' offense. Can they get the offense going? Can they get Derek Carr to play just a little bit more efficiently? Can they get the running attack going? You know, can we get these young offensive linemen on the same page? Can we get them to get the philosophy, absorb enough of the philosophy to be able to win on the road, win at home, to kind of take advantage of some of these teams early on, get dubs and keep it pushing? Can they do that? We don't know. Time will tell. And most surely we'll be here to watch it, man. God, to say the same. But anyway, listen, fam, that's going to be the end of the show. I'd like to thank all the family members for chiming in. Big ups to my Instagram fam and Twitter fam listening to us. Big ups to you guys. I see you. Listen, fam, we're going to be back on Patreon Tuesday, fam. We'll be back to talk more black and gold. We'll be on Patreon tomorrow. If our YouTube membership family and our Patreon member champions will be there talking about it, covering it as well. Much love to y'all, man. Y'all hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. By all means, feel free to share the show, social media feed, Sports Coma representing. And yes, the question was of the show, is Paulson Adebo, is he our most underrated player? When we talking about pay, and that's what matters in the NFL, I would have to agree. But, you know, will the Saints pay him? We shall see, right? All right, so I'm going to get out on that, man. Y'all have a good rest of y'all night. And listen, I'll holler at y'all next with much love and who that tell you.
Yeah, huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or win, I'm a who that. Sports Coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports Coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell, the crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Look, yeah, like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, I'm a who that. It's the Sports Coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the Sports Coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Who that? Who that? Who that say they gonna beat them Saints? Who that? Who that?
WhoThatDaily.com. That's right, the WhoThatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, even top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who That, you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, WhoThatDaily.com is your site. The WhoThatDaily.com for the sport Who That in all of us. Right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. Remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and Who That Plays.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded, who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.